Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Erica. May I please have your zip code?
Yes, ma'am. Do what now?
May I please have your zip code?
28146.
28146.
Right. In North Carolina.
Thank you for that. May I please have your first and last name?
First name is Edward, E-D-W-A-R-D. Middle is L. Last name is Bowles. B-O-W-L-E-S.
Thank you for that. And may you please verify the address for security purposes?
408 East, E-A-S-T, Brook, B-R-O-O-K, Circle, C-I-R-C-L-E.
Thank you for that. How may I help you today?
Okay, I'm trying to buy some things on my computer. I give them my credit cards, and it don't take none of them. It says call y'all at the bottom, so this is what I'm doing. It says no good. Yes, it is. It goes to 23.
Yes, sir. So you said the person is not taking your payment method?
It will not take it.
Okay.
I mean, he'll take you, but it's invalid. Said your card is invalid.
Are you entering the CVV code and all that correctly?
Okay, it's correct on here. Everything checks green, but said that I got a little black, a black beside North Carolina. I don't know why. And then I go up here, my expiration date is supposed to be 6/23, which I have, and that's fine. What's a little check and then black? Small black check, you know. I never had no problems before, but I got this. I got one, my NEA number, as well as my reserve, my national thing. And I don't know why. I tried both of them, but I didn't try no more because I said, hey, something's wrong.
Okay. Did you try using a different card?
I only have one. Yeah, I tried two cards. And it said, no good. Your card is no good on either one of them.
Okay. Did you try refreshing a web page or where you the page where you're that's up for you to order it?
That's what I'm looking at right now. Everything is checked, you know,
okay,
with the green and the white deal,
mm-hmm,
except it's got two little red and black checks with the word North Carolina, as well as my expiration date, and that's correct. But I got the little green and white, little black mark there. Same thing for my when it expires, which expires in 23, June 23, and my other one's the same way. So I said something's wrong.
Okay.
That's making me mad because, hey, I don't do things wrong. I do things right and get on with it. This rejects me. See, I've been on this thing for an hour right now.
Okay. So, let's see the web page.
You know, I say order now, I mash order now, and I don't care which card it is. It says, you know, wait, now submitting your information. A card number, invalid. It does that for every one of them. And I double checked it.
Trying to see what else you can. So you refresh the page. You try two different cards. Both say the same thing.
I looked this up here where it says my name. What's on my card? Edward L. Bowles. I did that. It came back to my email. That is correct right there. It comes back my phone number. That is correct. It comes back with the zip code. Checked right. It's, my address is checked. It's correct. It's got the, you know, check. Then it goes to the city I live in, which is Salisbury, North Carolina, but it's got a little black mark in it beside it. Don't know why. And let's see what else at the bottom. It says my billing address is the same as the shipping. And I checked that, which that's what you're supposed to do. I go over here to credit card number, and no matter what, I give it the credit card correct. It's checked. You know, what says it's right. Then I go down here where it says expiration date. It's a little, it's got a little black mark right there, as well as the year it expires, which is 2023. It's got a black mark there. But if I go over here to the credit card number, 283, that's correct there. And then I hit the order now, and I don't get nothing. Now you figure that out. I ain't never seen this before in my life.
Okay. The only thing I could suggest is closing it out and going back in it, closing out the website or how you trying to order
it out. I've cut off the computer. I've started all over, and it comes out the same thing no matter what I do. Erase it, then I'll start with another number.
Okay.
I mean another card. I got the same thing. So I said, I messed up. I'm going to cut it off again. Went to the bathroom, come back, went through the same thing. Same thing happened. Invalid card. And there ain't no invalid card because I used it yesterday on something else. Now something's happening here. Something's confused somewhere.
Okay.
My billing address is the same, and I got that checked. I reckon that's correct. I don't know, but I checked it. That's what I was worried about. But I always check it, I think. I'm pretty positive.
honestly, not sure what would be next. Why is not letting you order it? Because on my end, I updated for the billing address and the shipping address to be the same.
It's the same. Yes, ma'am. That is the same.
Yes, sir. So I'm not sure what else.
I don't either. But so y'all, your company is messing it up, and that's why it says call you. Because you're running this.
Yes, sir. But we're trying to order it, it's not, you know, we're not able to control or how it's acting when you're trying to enter your information to that, like your billing information, shipping it, and your shipping information. We don't have no control of that because it depends on, let's see, like your internet connection and things of that nature.
My internet's connected to anything all over the world, ma'am. I mean, this is bull crap. I got to call somebody about this. I got to call the damn president. It's not funny. Hey, I'm going on hour two right now.
Yes, sir, I understand. Okay. I would say, do you have maybe a spouse or any children whose name you could use? Or
no, I have
friends?
No, nobody lives here but me.
Okay.
Nobody's been here because I got that little disease going around.
Okay.
Nobody wants to see me anyway. And I don't want to see them. I want to get well off of this disease. But I've been doing a lot of work at home, and I'm trying to. And I've been successful with it. You know, I had no problem until today, a while ago. A little bit after 12, I think. I'm a little bit before 12. Maybe 1, I don't know. You don't think you can fix it then? Is that what you're saying?
Well, on my end, no, sir. I did what I would be able to do on my end. The only thing I can suggest is trying a different name and a different card, but you already tried the card.
There is no other different name that has this number. It approves everything, but that's what I don't figure. It's my real name, exactly what's on the card. Everything is exactly what's on the card. That's with both of them. The only thing I didn't type in was apartment number, and I live in a house, own a house.
Yes, sir.
And everything else is right down the nitty gritty to the same number. That makes me feel like a crook or something, you know. But I'm not wrong. Okay, if you can, I appreciate it, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.